May God forgive us.
At the ApocalyCast, we tried to warn you. At the ApocalyCast, we tried to warn you. At the ApocalyCast, we tried to warn you so you wouldn't burn in hell. I was a soldier in the army of Satan. I was a soldier in the army of Satan. I was a soldier in the army of Satan, but I couldn't hide from the Lord. He spoke to me in my, I started bleeding, and he spoke to me in my heart stopped beating, and he spoke to me in a sacred meeting for the ApocalyCast to sing. We're gonna nail Hitler to the tallest tree. We're gonna nail Hitler to the tallest tree. We're gonna nail Hitler to the tallest tree so Jesus can return.
Lord saying,
we're gonna throw the traitors in the deepest sea. We're gonna throw the traitors in the hands of sea. We're gonna throw the traitors in the deepest sea so Jesus can return. We're gonna fly Napoleon to the highest heights. We're gonna drop Napoleon to the highest heights. We're gonna drop him till he plummets out of sight so Jesus can return.
Come back!
We're gonna hang Mussolini up by his feet. We're gonna hang Mussolini up by his feet. We're gonna hail the traitors to the closest tree so Jesus can return.
It's gonna be so awesome.
None of the politicians could ever please us, so we'll strike back in the name of Jesus. None of the politicians could ever please us, so we're sending them to hell.
I've been forgot.
You can hide from Jesus, but he's returning to send all those traitors back to hell and burning. Glory, hallelujah. We've all been yearning for justice to be served. We're gonna round up the traitors at 2 p.m. every Friday, Radio Free Brooklyn. We're gonna pull the trigger soon as we begin so Jesus Christ can win.
He's gonna win.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, JC, we're pulling for you. We think you're still gonna win.
Jesus Christ.
Fuck the haters, fuck what they said. We know you're gonna come out on top.
You're the dude.
In the end, Jesus.
You are the dude.
And welcome,
man,
to the ApocalyCast.
Hashtag Jesus 2017.
Guys, I have some bad news.
Oh, Jesus.
Hashtag he's Christ. Coming back.
Guys, I have really bad news.
Tell me.
I wasn't recording.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
We can do that.
Well, we're going to do the fucking first take then.
I am kidding. I was recording.
We'll do it one more time.
I was recording. Everyone, welcome to the ApocalyCast. It's always fun to start a little. It's fun to start the show off with a little prank at the expense of my guests.
/co-hosts.
So speaking of the ApocalyCast, I got a message from a friend in Kurdistan.
Yeah.
Saying, guys, I love the ApocalyCast. It's amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much for the ApocalyCast. But can Jad please lean into the fucking mic?
Yeah,
he phrased it politely. He said, there's a sound imbalance. He said, you guys have a microphone imbalance. And he was referring to you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's actually just like your lack
of
confidence.
Well, you know those sneaky fucking Kurds. They always have a criticism.
Well, you know, if you don't have a country, you have criticisms.
True.
Until you have a country, so. Yeah, but anyways, to our homie in Iraqi Kurdistan. Sorry, in Kurdistan, who listens to the ApocalyCast.
Shout out to
and you're right. He's
shouting it.
I don't know if we should associate him with the ApocalyCast if he doesn't want to be with the ApocalyCast.
Shout out to homeboy.
Shout out to homeboy, yo.
Shout out to homeboy, comment, Becky.
Yeah. Anyways, but the point is, lean into the mic. All right.
Jesus. But the point is,
welcome to the ApocalyCast.
Did you impregnate the earth? Did you? This is what we're all wondering. It's been two weeks.
I got to deferment.
It's been 2 weeks. Okay.
Because I have a weird rash.
I mean, it's a really cold, cold world that we're in right now.
They couldn't open the...
What did you get it from?
She was frigid. Yeah. The earth was frigid.
What's the gestation period?
It's temporary. Yeah. They wouldn't have given it to me if it didn't coincidentally.
I've had enough of this PC culture where you have to ask the earth for her consent. Why can't we just shoot Patrick into it?
No.
How close do you want me to get to the fucking... Maybe turn it
so
up.
So close.
No, actually, science shows that if a woman has an orgasm, I feel like she's more likely to get pregnant.
Who's more likely to get pregnant?
Actually, when I was in school, I had a professor who said there's no biological basis for the female orgasm, but in fact, there is, and the orgasm helps propagate the sperm and get a woman pregnant. So you've got to do that foreplay.
Yeah.
It's a much increased chance, you know.
Maybe your teacher was a player hater.
It also helps him, like Harry Potter, fun reasons for the female
He was like Harry Potter, but before he got naked on stage.
What does he know about the female orgasm?
I don't think his wife would agree.
He was like, your orgasms are false. Except that he said it this way.
Did he say fake orgasms? Sad?
No, he said that your orgasms are false, except that he said it, he had an accent. So he was like,
Your orgasms are false.
That's
empty and meaningless.
That's fake orgasm.
Yo, sad.
Your fake orgasm. Sad.
Penalty, five yards.
You think you're having an
restart
orgasm.
First down.
So we missed the Apocalypse last week, and we apologize, and
we pray for the families of all the people who died.
Yeah.
Because it didn't air.
It's true. But
and
as
all
I was
the
thinking
lovemaking that didn't occur without our sweet, sweet tunes.
Yeah.
We're so
a little
sorry
to
about
the
that.
Left, by
and all
the way.
And all the unwanted pregnancies that came to pass because the Apocalypse didn't air.
Remind
Jesus
me.
Christ, yeah. We apocalypse.
Yeah.
We apocalypse.
Oh, God.
We were gearing up, though, for us, our DJ's name day tomorrow.
It's true.
Patrick's Day.
Actually, it's today.
We apocalypse for all the bridges.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Now, like, bow and recognize your child, God.
Time travel.
Lie prostrate before the country of Ireland.
Indeed.
It is the Emerald Jewel.
Oh, the Emerald Jewel.
You know what?
Aaron Goodbrown.
I feel like getting crazy on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like just taking out my American passport and cutting it into pieces and throwing it in a fire and swearing loyalty to Ireland.
He's cracking. You're just cracking right now.
Can you imagine? No, I want to go to like the shittiest Irish pub in Manhattan that isn't Irish at all and just be like, fuck America, Ireland for life, and just cut up my passport and then light it on fire.
Maybe like, but.
No, but we hate traitors here at the Apocalypse, so I don't know if you would want to do that.
I'm barely an American. I'm as Lebanese as I am an American.
Bullshit.
Your passport
I'm French, if that's true.
A Lebanese blonde.
I do have two passports.
Everyone should know Jet has long, flowing blonde hair.
True. I appear as my viewer commands me to be. I look different.
I'm just saying, America's better than Lebanon. Okay.
Yeah.
But I'll also say America's better than France, and that Lebanon is better than France also. So you win in that one. But I'm just saying, like, if I'm gonna keep one passport,
that's just like your opinion, man.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything against the country. I'm just saying the passport. Yeah. I'll keep the U.S.
France
passport.
France has got the food down, you know, the whole like.
I'm just saying St. Patrick's Day comes but once a year.
It's true. So speaking of St. Patrick's Day.
Wine, cheese, Trudy, aging. They have that shit down.
It's like, look, you want to get into the St. Patrick's Day spirit.
Let's talk a little bit about the St. Patrick's Day spirit.
Ugliness.
Like, what are you going to do for Ireland? Like, what are you going to actually sacrifice? Are you ready to betray America for Ireland?
I think you should have an abortion in honor of
which
Ireland. You're not allowed to have abortions, right? I recall our guest was pointing out this horrible situation right now in Ireland that you can't have an abortion.
Oh, Sweet Niamh.
So, although I value the fetal life deeply.
Shout out to Sweet Niamh.
If she
listens to this.
I do, deeply. But
well, we have a lot of listeners that are fetuses.
Yeah, that's true. I know. And I do want you to honor yourself.
Like 90%
fight back. If someone tries to abort you against your will, fight the fuck back.
That's true.
We do have to be conscientious.
Poison
that
fucker. Yeah. We fought back.
We do have to say, we have to be careful with our message. There are pregnant women watching this who are considering having an abortion, and we don't want the fetus to hear this. And these, because they can hear it in the
We don't want to tip off that sneaky fucking fetus, because he might just slip out.
But just for Ireland,
although if he's interested in a short-lived career
it.
In porn, I've got an offer for him.
Okay.
Speaking of our listeners.
Interwomb.
I was looking at the data from the back end of the Apocalypse site. Our website.
Are you looking at the back? You're looking at the back end of the Apocalypse site.
Yeah, the butt. You know what I mean?
The Apocalypse butt.
I was just spreading the cheeks of the Apocalypse site.
Oh, we need like the listener contest.
Yeah. Well.
Oh my God. What?
Guys, it's like a train of like genius ideas just hitting me, but we gotta slow it up a little bit. You know what I mean? So speaking of our listeners, right?
These fucking cowards.
Yeah, we got the back end of the website. We spread the cheeks, and we saw the diagram that showed. Can you guys please lean to the mics, please? Okay.
No one said anything.
I know, but it's the point. Thank you. All right. So we're laughing. I got to look at the demographics of our listeners, right?
Yes.
Truly.
Yeah. You wiped front to back through the back end of the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And then you looked at
Keeping
it longer than normal.
Keeping it clean.
And you saw.
So, 20% FSB.
Of course.
What is that?
But if you had,
I was shocked.
What is FSB?
Spasiba, comrade.
It's the Russian. It's like the KGB.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. 10% Mossad.
Mm. Oh.
What's Mossad?
Yash Avodah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're like.
Explain for our viewers.
What's Mossad?
You just did a little.
It's the Israeli intelligence
service. Arabic ditty over there.
That was Hebrew. Yeah. Read a book.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They don't like us because we're expressing solidirity.
It's like an auditory
the wrong
book.
Direction and everything.
Give me an audio tape on it.
I'm like
we're expressing solidarity
dyslexic.
With the boycott divest movement.
Yeah.
Oh,
so there's got to be at least one or two, but they're just like, you know.
I only buy Mossad products.
That's true. Yeah. From
exclusively.
From the eBay.
Mossad, like,
from the
oh, Mossad condoms are so stinky.
Like, it's a bird's eye, what is it? Drone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, how much would that be?
What, a Mossad condom?
Yeah, an eBay cash.
It just has, like, a bunch of tiny holes that you don't notice.
But it's very expensive.
Yeah, so.
Brand name.
But it's subsidized by the American government, so you get it for, like, $3.
10% Mossad, so being honest, that's, like, one guy.
One guy.
Of our listeners. So there's one guy from Mossad that's listening. He's like.
Okay.
When they mention the fact that we have Bin Laden's jizz,
yeah,
then we're gonna turn on. Oh fuck! I just said it on the air.
Oh, shit!
Well,
we know you got it.
We can always edit it out.
We know you got it.
I don't know if I can keep listening.
I mean, not, except that it's live. So
okay.
Fuck.
I mean, but we know why they kept it though, right?
Yeah.
Mossad knows that there may be a time when they have to call him back. This is like the plot of that movie where Sylvester Stallone was unfrozen in the future to fight crime.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great movie.
Wait,
Time
Han
Cop.
Solo?
No, Time Cop.
Time Cop, what?
I know a lot about movies that I haven't seen. I've never seen it, but I know. Yeah, starring Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone, Time Cop.
It was not called Time Cop, but close.
Yes, it was.
Judgment Day.
No.
Wrong.
It was called Time Cop.
Really?
Yes, it was.
Jesus Christ, how original. Way to go. Shout out to the 1980s.
No, it was the 1990s.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was 95.
I don't believe that.
I don't know. Maybe
I don't believe that movie could be contemporary with Independence Day. But needless
that
to say,
that was 1996.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we know Mossad is planning for the future. We're gonna need,
anyways. Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna need Bin Laden's jizz at some point, and they're gonna be like, "Look, you guys said we're crazy, but we kept it, and now you all need it."
Do you think the sperm banks of the future are gonna be like? So
yeah, there's
want,
all dead terrorists.
Like,
yeah.
Well, maybe it's like King Arthur's son like ended up murdering him.
Well, you never
so
know.
We can get like an
trust
antithesis
me, the sperm
of Bin Laden.
Of the future will not contain a lot of white people. Like,
Bin sure. Laden's beard.
But they will. I mean, I'm just
Bin Laden's beard and
another 10% you know, of our listeners are Nazis.
Nazis.
Oh man, why they're trying to figure out? They're trying
the
to track
American
us.
Nazi Party, like German Nazis.
They're
neo-Nazis.
Trying to anticipate
are you
the next
talking
days.
About? Are you talking about very old German men or very young American
Argentinians?
Losers?
They're trying to anticipate the next poo bombing of Hitler.
Grammarists.
That's really why they're listening.
Grammarists.
Mm-hmm. Is it grammar Nazis?
It's grammar Nazis.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, the worst
of all the Nazis.
Oh God.
Well, but no, we're not going to be nailing them to the highest tree because they'd probably object to some aspect of our phrasing on that. They'd be like, that wasn't. That was actually the past present participle. Like
they're like
twice perfect.
You want to nail fewer Nazis to trees, not less.
Yeah.
And then they just get
I'm like,
fucking
are you crazy?
Nailed
yeah.
to it.
So, 10% Mossad.
Yeah.
20% FSB.
Yeah.
10%? What was the other 10%?
Nazis.
Nazis, that's right.
Wait, but it's grammar Nazis, in fact.
Grammar. Well, Nazis that care about grammar.
Oh, they're also anti-Semites.
They're definitely
only
anti-Semites.
German
don't
grammar.
Like this either. Yeah.
German.
They're applying German grammar to other languages.
They apply German grammar to Hebrew, and it makes no sense.
That's Yiddish.
Hebrew's
that's
a natural
actually,
Yiddish.
That's actually
Hebrew's
true.
A language, dude. Oh, I get
what I'm saying. That's like the Yiddish language is literally exactly that.
German and Hebrew smash. Worlds collide.
Shout out to Jews 60 years ago.
Hey.
What? Longer than that.
No one still speaks Yiddish.
I'd be like,
dude, Burl Park, man. All the time.
Yiddish?
No, people
yeah,
learn
dude,
Yiddish,
all
yeah.
the time. Bed-style.
I thought it was all Hebrew all the time.
No,
because some of the.
Don't these people know about Israel?
Some of the Hasidim won't speak Hebrew in public because they think that it's only for the temple. Yep. So they speak Yiddish.
I mean, good the one.
It's like Latin Educated and Rome here. And yeah. the Vatican.
But anyway, so...
Stuck up Roman.
So anyways, so that's like 40% of our listeners, right? And then yeah. the other percent is animals. Like, I mean, we always call our listeners animals.
Oh,
we,
just straight up like beasts. Weasels.
Like cats actual, and dogs. Actual weasels. And cats Jesus and dogs. Yeah.
Chipmunks and squirrels and shit. Rats, a ton of rats.
We joked about it so much, but
Wake
it turned
up,
out to be real.
All, it took, all it took was one blog post on like a upscale like pet website that was like, hey, mm-hmm. you want your pets to, you know, up their IQ? Yeah.
Like,
yep. like
chill fancy out. Cat, but, fancy cat. But,
like when you leave the house, you're a rich New York mom. Right? When you leave the house, when you leave your pets alone in the house, turn on the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it'll feel like it's not lonely. It won't shit on everything.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You come back and your pet's just like educated. It just comes back. It's wearing glasses.
Like I was going to buy my cat expressed. A cat tree, but I actually just like got her a subscription to the Apocalypse yeah. on iTunes. Like she's really good at iTunes now. Like, yeah. And you can totally go on iTunes and get all of our podcasts.
But meanwhile, rats.
If you don't already know.
Rats.
It.
Well.
I was listening to the Apocalypse and literally a rat died in front of my eyes.
Why?
I almost stepped on it. Died.
How are you listening to the podcast? I always like to hear about how people are listening to the podcast.
No, it just heard it and spontaneously died. It was like a little,
wait, is
little
that,
tiny bristling.
You listen to the podcast on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool. We love it when people listen to the podcast.
You go to like nice cities around
the world. Wait, whoa. The podcast is on phones now?
You can get it on all media, dude.
Oh, Jesus. I feel like I have to light a series of fires in a specific shape.
It's so true. I know. And it has to be like...
And then spread salt.
It has to be like
yeah.
not a Mac, yeah. but
no,
a...
No. They, the last update, kind of you don't have it to wait for the full moon in order to do
you
it.
You don't need bones at all?
No, it's...
No sacrificial
bones. They give you like an automatic like profile, like, you know, script that has the actual bone
Jesus
ritual
Christ.
In it.
It's 2017.
Speaking
York,
of the bone ritual,
you don't need blood to the Apocalypse anymore.
No,
you don't need to kill anything. You just
you
go on
should,
iTunes.
You should yeah. sacrifice your own.
Oh,
virgin
that's right.
Blood
yeah, but
if
before
you are
iTunes,
a virgin.
It was just we need. Sorry.
It's expected that you sacrifice your own virgin blood if you are a virgin.
But it's not. It's not
come
it's,
on, like
it's
we
not
only have
necessary.
Like five listeners.
Yeah,
one of them's a virgin. Just send us your blood, Tim. All right.
No, just like. Yeah,
no, Midwest. I was
STD free. STD free.
Land them, a little
Tim,
no, I don't care if it's STD free.
Now, Violet M, you were saying that you saw a dead rat. A dead rat.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Now, so when you go
crept under my foot and died, tried to die under my foot, and I was like, "No, fuck you."
Now, when you go to nice cities
I was
around
like,
the
you're
world,
you're gonna die alone in the snow.
Now, if what? You, what's
frozen
weird though,
in gold,
is if you go to
splayed out with your little bristly paws.
Violet M, why do they come to you to die?
I think they know I want them to die. I think they hope to trouble me and like poison my soul. My soul is too pure. My aura is like really strong, so it like bounces off my aura. And then they just like die just in front of me.
Now what's strange? Oh,
it's all cats that bring you a sacrifice. Yeah,
they literally
yeah, like,
die.
My body
on your
is my temple.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So they like come to sacrifice themselves at my feet.
How did you become a rat religion? Like by accident?
A rat by?
Yeah. Oh, but Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Well, guys, I think we gotta apologize.
Yeah.
No, I'm so sorry that we weren't here last week. I have to apologize because I mean. It was just all kinds of fuckiness. I mean, like, I was on my period, doing a lot of drugs. And
I apologize.
Virgin
like,
blood sacrifice right
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, not even close. Not even
guys.
Twice close. Not
Sarah's
even
still,
close.
Sarah's still
we apologize,
still
though. We couldn't even find virgin blood to sacrifice us.
Let's talk about
horrible.
How we've sinned.
I apologize
for all the elevators that stopped working because the Apocalypse didn't air last week. I apologize.
Talk more criticism.
I apologize for all the bridges that collapsed and all the buildings that also collapsed because the Apocalypse didn't air. I apologize.
I apologize for
wait. Say your name first. Jad.
I'm Jad.
Why?
Just so that we know who's apologizing for what.
Look, I'm Jad.
Who are you?
I'm Jad. Jesus Christ. I apologize for all the grandmothers that tripped and fell because the Apocalypse didn't air. And I apologize for all the grandfathers that had to watch helplessly. I apologize.
We forgive you.
We forgive you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jad. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, guys.
That was brave. That was brave of you.
Sarah.
Okay.
Is Sarah Steele?
Yeah, so my name is Sarah Steele, bitches. And I would like, I mean... I am here to apologize. I'm an apologize Olic.
Yeah.
Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
I had a cousin that was an apologize.
I apologize for all of the unfortunate Facebook interactions and fake news stories that got spread without the Apocalcast.
We apologize.
Like the boy with the finger in his dam.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
With his finger in a dike?
That
mean?
Was your fault? Yeah.
I apologize for all of the, like, maybe couple-looking people that you walk past on the sidewalk that look like they're probably in the middle of a fight and trying not to, like, show it right now.
And if they had the Apocalcast, they would have had so
the Apocalcast. Yeah. It would have been, like, nothing but love.
One
nothing,
was,
like,
one
joint. Like, this is just one big, hope. Hope.
Jesus,
I mean, the
Sarah,
Apocalcast is hope.
You know, I've done some pretty shitty things, but that's just fucking terrible.
We apologize,
you know
though.
Look,
we apologize.
It crucified me.
We forgive you.
Thank you
so much, Sarah.
No,
thank you.
Anyways, it's so good to get that off my chest.
Yep.
I'm Violet M. I need to apologize. I was not here last week.
Hi, Violet. Hi, Violet.
So hi, Violet. Hey, Violet. Welcome, welcome. There's like coffee.
What kind of addict are you? What's wrong with you?
I feel so upset.
What do you feel shame over?
I feel the deepest shame for the days that the moon did not rise and all the plants that died, especially the orchids.
I was
going to
ask about that.
Oh, especially the orchids.
Dead plants at moonless nights.
Oh, man, there were so many beautiful orchids that were bought, and they did not bloom. They just died. They
dried
up.
The Apocalypse, oh, God!
And the birds that fell out of the sky, they got hit by planes.
Well, the forces of hell energy.
I apologize for that.
They just went
unopposed. I'm so sorry. We could have delayed it. We could have stopped it.
Plants are interesting because of photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm. And if the moon didn't rise, can the sun rise?
All they need is water, sunlight, and the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
To grow. And it's a mystery. It's a mystery of science. Sorry.
One week without. Don't get me started
on the bees.
Millions. Oh, God, no, the bees. I apologize. They got too many antibiotics.
The
they got fungi. They're trying to replace them with robo bees. It's fucked. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God, the fungi.
Please forgive me.
We apologize.
Do you forgive me?
Thank you.
We forgive you.
Thank you, Valentine.
I hope that our listeners can forgive you.
Oh, my God. The courage.
So
the courageous.
Yeah, sorry. Anyways, thank you. Midwest Al, please.
Hello.
It's time for you to apologize.
All right.
Jesus, things you've done, Midwest Al.
Yesterday, I said the F word in front of a little kid on a bus.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking Christ.
Because you didn't come to the podcast last week.
No, I felt bad about it.
He would have had it out of his system if he hadn't.
I looked at the kid and he had that kind of like look in his eyes, like some city kids do, where you know he's heard that word across the hall, you know, a few times.
I'm a Jersey kid.
They haven't been listening to the Apocalypse.
You know, these kids growing up, you know, they see things a little sooner. They've seen like a naked man in his own throw up. Like they've seen that shit.
Yeah,
by the
like
time
any
they're like
15-year-old is like, oh yeah, heroin. Yeah, I tried that one.
Yeah, but I wish
no, 15-year-olds are doing heroin.
If we were here last week. We could have stopped
it. Oh, speaking of heroin.
Do you apologize, Midwest Al?
Wait, Patrick, you need to apologize. You need to apologize.
Al, stop running
from this. Do you apologize, Midwest Al?
I apologize.
We forgive you.
Thank you.
Apologize for nothing.
Yeah.
I've tricked all of you.
You're the reason why we missed it. You're the reason why.
You fools.
I apologize for Patrick.
I apologize for him too.
I apologize.
It was completely his fault.
And honestly though, I do apologize because it was really hard. Like I'm not feeling it. Like coming in here, like I felt a little bit of blood.
Yeah.
The viewers should know that Pat's.
Did you let your dick grow back
as he's talking?
Yeah, but then I have to cut it off later. You reminded me.
There's literally blood trickling from his penis right now.
Trickling.
There's some phallic comfort movements going on by our announcer as he's talking about this.
It's the blood.
That's a good band name. Phallic comfort movements.
Well, okay.
No, but speaking of him being a heroin addict, the actual reason that we.
Oh, yeah, so...
The actual reason we weren't here was because this fucking asshole was, like, you know,
tried to leave us.
I had a job interview today.
Look at this fucking guy with a job.
We can't say where it is.
This piece of shit.
Please, because that'll be...
Wait, whoa. What are you going to go... You're going to go...
It's not fancy fees.
What are you going to go somewhere and work and they're going to give you money for it?
He's a fluffer boy.
Oh, he's fucking guy. Whoa.
They're like, fluffer boy. Plumber boy.
It's not the Jardine.
Did you get the job?
What are you gonna pay taxes? You piece of shit. Whoa, this fucking guy. What are you gonna clock in at 9 and leave around 5? Whoa, this fucking guy.
You gonna get health insurance?
Yeah.
Oh baby, don't even get me started.
What are you gonna?
So dumb.
What are you gonna stop checking your email after 7 for a work-life balance? You piece of shit.
Yeah. Are you gonna cook dinner?
Are you gonna start cooking dinner?
You
gonna try to go for that 62 year retirement? That pension?
That work-life balance that you just suggested is never happening for starters.
Yeah.
No. I'm constantly fighting fucking Nazis 24/7.
Living and breathing.
Even my
sleep,
like my brain is just recalibrating itself to fight Nazis.
But if your job is as a porn fluffer,
and then there's the video game about fighting the Nazis that we're also developing with our team in Silicon Valley.
Oh, I'm really excited for that. Yeah.
Oh, it's the one.
That would be something else.
It's the one where we're very anti-gun. The ApocalypseCast. Because we
speak for yourself. Unless it's for
vengeance.
It's like I'm a small arms expert. Yeah.
No. Because
but I hate my work.
As long as you don't abuse people.
Because we feel like you should feel your prey die.
True.
It's all about fucking people to death.
Knifing them.
Lean into the mic.
If you don't have a.
It's all about fucking people to death.
It's true.
And so the Pat Hillsman brand of fighting Nazis is sexually.
Wait, speaking of knifing people. This is the most interesting news I've heard like all week, which is a Power Ranger murdered his roommate. And I was like, how? I'm like, what the fuck? That took me like 20 minutes to process. I was like, a fucking Power Ranger is a murderer. Like, and Power Rangers are so wack.
Yeah, but how do you know his roommate wasn't working for that bitch up on the moon? That evil,
I don't know.
That wizard
but
woman.
I do know that he took a sword from his house and cut the shit out of him with a sword. And I was like, why?
Of course
that's
he has
so crazy.
Explain
of course
this.
He does.
Is this an
He's
actor?
He's a Power Ranger. He's a Power Ranger, dude. They're real
Wait,
people.
Was it the actor
red
who
one.
Also wound up being in gay porn?
I don't know. Yeah,
I think
question.
It was the red one. Okay,
yeah,
so
they
I
had a fight about
guys,
the girlfriend
honestly,
because
you shouldn't
maybe,
talk shit about gay porn.
I'm not talking shit about gay porn. I'm talking shit
I'm
about.
I'm serious.
I'm not talking
maybe
about
they
were in
gay
porn
together and like the girlfriend was.
Wait,
find
no,
out.
But I have a thing about That's the all. Power Rangers. Can I actually? I actually literally have a thing about.
Go.
The
let's go. Let's
okay,
hear it.
So,
I hope it's like a crush thing.
I was on like TV Tropes this weekend, and like most of the time, honestly, like that I'm not doing
TV
anything.
Tropes. What's up?
They were talking about the Power Rangers, and the thing with the Power Rangers is like all of their fighting scenes from some like set of stock footage from old Japanese
yes.
like fighting cartoons, like not cartoons, but like. Like and so then they would have to warp the entire plot of everything that was going on
just to make it
so
like
that they could get them into the right color suits at the right times to have the right fights for what they had from the stock
nice,
footage and then
nice.
They would run out of that then they'd have to kill off a ranger and then have to have them come back and then be like oh wait no I'm a different color now hey
nice
and then use
the
a different
shot
set
himself or something.
That's like the
Whoa.
Plot of
so
Get
the
Out
Rangers yeah. are like cursed
I really want to see that movie who wants
Blue
to come
Ranger.
See Get Out
I've seen it already. It's fantastic.
That looks scary as shit.
What?
No.
But anyways,
I
was at a job interview.
It looks good, though.
Although
I hate Allison
art.
Williams.
I was at a job interview, right?
As a fluffer.
And they're like, wow, you're a genius. Thank you. Thank you for being
you're
so smart and for contributing so much to humanity.
The first thing they did was measure it.
But they're like...
Well, the very first thing they did was flick
it.
They flicked it first, as the queen does.
They're like, what were you doing before you moved to Lebanon? And I'm like... I was a heroin addict. I'm like, it's all over the place. Like, I've written about being a heroin addict like a bunch, you know?
It's on Wikipedia. It's,
like, do I have a Wikipedia page? No.
But
I don't think I do.
Like,
but
you can easily make one right now.
That I don't.
Whatever you decide to call
MySpace,
yourself.
If anyone
no, just,
doesn't know, MySpace is
we'll
really suddenly got me thinking like a
thought.
Big heroin.
MySpace,
but anyways,
by the way, Eternal Jam Nation, Eternal Jam Nation has a MySpace from like 2008.
Eternal Jam Nation?
Yeah, that's our band.
That's how
problem.
All of this fucking craziness.
Yeah,
like,
me and Patrick.
Anyway, so I was like, yeah, I was on heroin, and they're like, all right, that's fine, whatever. You know,
so,
but it was really cool.
Heroin.
Like it was literally that scene that was deleted from Trainspotting, where they're like interviewing him, and
yes.
like, there's a big gap in your there's a big gap in your resume. He's like, I was on heroin. Like,
well, that's not how they would have talked.
And they like
all honesty, they would have been like,
that's a good.
Right, then, right. Let's have a look at your cock. Let's see them dingoes. Fucking Scottish.
And she was like, oh,
you're not
wow.
wrong, though. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I said, like, you guys think it's a joke. I was like, first you have to measure it. But that is, when you walk into a job interview with these animals.
I mean, like, imagine if, like, a woman went into a job interview and they were, like, measuring her tits. Like, that would just be obscene. No. But, like, actually with a measuring tape. Like, I understand that they do,
that
like, kind
do.
Of.
There's too many.
Yeah. But, like, here with the men, banking. They can just, banking, they're just like, though, they oh, you're
doorway.
A little boy. Like, oh, I can just flick your cock. You know, I can just measure it. You know, I can just
corporate
point it
out. America.
And you can't say nothing because you're a man. So, like, any time that I touch you, like, it's totally fine.
It's not harassment.
Yeah.
I've had enough. It was the coolest.
I've had enough.
To end this, to wrap the story up so that we can proceed.
They actually put a rule on the back of the new IDs they're printing for driver's licenses. Wow. So if you get pulled over, the cop can just immediately use that to measure your cock.
Wow. Can
be measured on a driver's license.
Can they deport you? Can they deport you if it's not big enough?
Yep.
If it's too big.
Like, let's see the meat.
We don't want you here.
We only want the small cocked Mexicans. If your cock is smaller than like your ID card.
They don't want your foreign cock to take a cock. To take a pussy that an American could have taken. Mm. Yeah. So it's all the biggest foreign dicks get kicked out.
Unless it's like 130% the like going.
Those are actually.
You're talking about creating a no dick list is what you're talking
these are,
about.
These are actually like the visa rules. If you're a foreigner and you want to work in America, you have to prove that you're not taking a job from an American.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm not making this up. This is like an actual thing.
This is a real thing.
And the Trump administration has taken it a step further. Like, yo, you can't take a vagina or a butthole. I mean, whatever you want. That an American could have taken. So they measure your dick first, and it's like, nah, it's too big. You're gonna put Americans out of
most countries are gonna fiddle with your junk.
Yeah. To get a visa for a job, you need to have more of an income. In order to get a visa for a hole, you need to have like less of a dick.
It's like, how do we know for sure? You know what I mean? How do we know for sure someone's not ISIS?
Wait, how do we know someone's not like, what do they do with the ladies in that situation?
How do we know that chair is not cloaking as ISIS? Like, theoretically, it's possible. We have to stop it. I need 100%. I need you to be able to guarantee that that's not happening.
Yeah.
You don't know where its dick is to flick it.
I gotta flick the dick. And then, in the old days, it used to be just like flick. But now it's like, ISIS can pretend to be like a box of pizza. Or there's just all crazy shit. And then it'll just pop out. And just like, oh god!
You know, I think you missed something. This is the first time I think someone said a box of pizza. And
wait! Fuck! I'm confused. It's the game Prey.
Yeah.
Oh, I was confusing it with the game Prey.
With real life?
Yeah. With real life.
What the fuck is the game Prey?
It's like where these like creatures morph into objects, and then if you see two mugs next to each other, you're like, oh fuck, one of them is the creature, and then it's like.
Patrick, nothing that you're saying makes any sense.
No, I know. It makes a lot of sense. I've seen it. Yeah, I feel you. I played Prey.
He can confirm that it makes sense. Anyways, so moving along. When I was a child,
my parents used to.
What about this? We have some.
I don't know how I feel about playing Wagner, but.
Yeah, because this apocalypse is going to air on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Burn your passports, New York City.
So we're going to take you
back. St. Patrick's. If you're going out to an Irish pub, you better fucking burn your American passport first.
Dye your hair green.
They'll give you like 6 free Irish car bombs if you do it. Mm-hmm. That's the New York special.
They love Irish car bombs. Yeah. They love it.
And they love it when
joke.
You call them that.
When
they
you
love
make
it
that
when
joke,
you say it.
When the first thing you talk about is like ethnic hatred and violence, they love it.
Yeah.
It's the best thing.
Like,
when you meet
that's
Irish person,
the thing you know. Yeah, we love
all
that.
The violence.
It's so good. It's so good.
When you show up in Ireland, you should order an Irish car bomb and then be like, yo, I heard the English have way bigger dicks and way nicer vaginas than you people.
And
then
also,
it'll be free drinks all night.
Yeah. Like, mention the ApocalyCast.
No, please don't. We don't need a beef in Ireland, all right?
But
there's only so many countries we can go without being murdered these days. Like,
no,
let's
Ireland's
real.
The shit.
But
come
we
at us.
Actually
so
do
cool.
have a set of
so
like Irish
sheep.
Folk songs, but I think first we have some announcements.
Yeah, but listen, I wish I was as lucky as our listeners. Like, no, really. Like, can you imagine just stumbling across the ApocalyCast? How much it would fucking educate you?
Yeah.
Just raise you up from your simple, primordial, disgusting state. It's just a state of higher
cowardly.
Cowardly. And just teach you, like, love and, like...
It's like action and justice.
And fortitude and just hatred. Yeah. You know,
vengeance.
Hatred's not wrong. It's good.
Vengeance.
Like, you need hatred.
Listening to the ApocalyCast for the first time is like learning to read as an adult.
Yeah,
it's like, Jesus Christ, the world makes sense now. Now I'm a member of society.
Yeah. Like, the history of humanity is really all about vengeance. It's really all about vengeance. Like, they want to treat it like it's, we were advancing this, like, very moral and well-thought-out cause. But no, it's all vengeance.
Yep.
Like, that's, like, World War II, like, fucking vengeance. Nothing about that
true.
It was all, like, everything's, yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so you had like something for our Apoco listeners who, you know.
What was this contest somebody had mentioned? What's that? I want to know how to win it. Am I qualified to win it?
Can you hold the thought of the contest for a second?
I don't want to. I want to know how to win it now.
We have to name. We're going to talk about a parade soon. Just to remind everybody, we're going to talk about a parade afterwards. But yes, okay. Yeah. We have a contest for our Apoco listeners.
Like a competition?
30% of them are NSA, 10% are Mossad. A lot of them are Russian proxy sock puppets that are all just the same guy, and like he's flirting with himself via.
They're all Twitter bots. They're actually literally all Twitter bots.
He's like, oh, who is this mysterious Putin bot?
Yeah.
You know, that I'm in love with, and then he finds out that it's himself.
Oh, it's really.
Oh God. Oh.
Really fucked yourself in the ass there.
Yeah, but anyways, I completely forgot what the point was.
So no, we need to announce the contest for our Apoco listeners, which is like, what's the email?
Oh, I was reading out the percentages of who our listeners are, which are mostly people that are trying to spy on us.
Yes.
Yeah, and
this is like 3 hours ago.
We know your game, yeah, and and we need a contest, yeah, because they need a name.
But the problem is
they need a name.
You know what? It's like a tale as old as time. These people start out spying on us. And then they fall in love. And then Jesus
is like, Allied. It's the plot of Allied.
Keeping Toms, but the, out of hatred. And then they're like, ooh.
But they're like, I'm so intrigued.
And then
I'm
they're
so
like,
intrigued.
What's that? They're like, Jesus Christ. Like, I want Russia to win. But, you know what? Goddamn, Pat's voice. Like, I just want to.
You know what I think it hurts the most? Yeah. Honestly.
I grew accustomed to your face.
Yeah. It hurts.
It's like this stalker that's like getting closer and closer to killing you. But then like all of a sudden, like they're walking out in traffic and the stalker actually saves the person and pulls them back in the car. And then they're like, you know, maybe I just won't kill him now.
Before that, they see you stalking
and then you catch him and they're like in the bushes masturbating. And it's like.
But the Mossad hate it more than anyone because there's like for the Mossad it's the most painful to listen to the Apoco cast because they're like, wow, like we have to spy on these people and they really 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 fucking hate Nazis and they want to crush their testicles. You know what I mean? Dance around on their testicles.
Cognitive dissonance.
Well, I mean, lesson one when you join the Mossad, the first thing they teach you is like,
what do we do?
Do not.
Do we love?
Whatever the fuck you do, do not fall in love with the Apoco cast.
Or open a portal.
Or open
the
a portal.
Apoco cast is the worst kind of drug. It will fuck your life up. Like, it will. You'll find yourself like in Toledo. I don't even know what state fucking Toledo is.
It's in Ohio. Read a book.
Read a book, New York.
Read a book, New York.
But don't go to
Toledo. So anyways, we have
no
a contest.
No offense, but Ohio is, really...
No, please, take offense and just come here. We'll welcome you.
Maybe.
But yeah, we have a contest.
Right. Read a book.
But you may fall in love and, like, you know, be going down on a trucker and end up in Ohio because the Apoco cast is on.
Or Kansas. Or Nebraska. Midwest is, like,
the darkest.
Midwest house. Tell us a little bit about the Midwest.
Yeah,
we have a contest, though, first. We have a contest.
Can you participate if you're from the Midwest?
You can participate if you're from the Midwest.
Okay.
And we have so many listeners in the Midwest because they've all been forgotten.
You can also
and we remember everything.
If you're not from the Midwest.
Oh, my God!
You can also
like velociraptors who have also been forgot. And
if you're not
return.
From the
okay,
but anyway,
we
so
we
have a contest.
Win?
Well, you have to send blood to us, right? And then we're going to just weigh it. It's just dead weight. You know what I mean?
What's
and
the address? What's a P.O. box?
It's whoever could just send the most blood. That's interesting. Who would
that's
have
part
the most
of the
blood?
Spying.
That's an interesting
you're
question.
You're
going
to have
you know
to
mean?
Find us. That's also part of the contest is you need to find us.
Don't try to fucking cheat, New York.
Wait, does menstrual blood count? Does menstrual blood, like tampons?
No.
Okay, no. It has to be fresh.
No, menstrual blood.
And does it all have to be from
be
the same
small
person?
No,
it has
blood,
to be from the pumping,
so much
chamber
wait,
of the fucking heart.
Wait, how do you know
as
whether
as
it's aortal blood? You're talking about aortal blood.
But it has to be like sexually removed. It has to be like, ugh.
Like, okay, so maybe if it was fucked out of you, menstrual blood counts.
No, that's rapey.
Oh, yeah.
I just want just a big needle.
No, wait,
wait, wait, wait.
No, you're literally talking about aortal blood,
okay, the ladies will review the menstrual blood, and we will weigh it against the blood. As long as it's fluid form.
I'm with Violet here. I feel like, look, any amount of blood, as long as it is sexually extracted, like right before vampires bang.
You want a one-paragraph essay.
Like, if you, like... If you suck it out
preferably
like before you bang somebody,
neurotica.
Neurotica.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ironica. Sorry.
I feel like it'll
neurotica.
Be good.
Ironica.
As long, please.
Yeah.
The point is, like, if you have the heaviest blood, you're gonna win.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's all
it is.
Okay.
Just whoever sends us
and
the
no
most blood.
No stacking it. No stacking.
And
you
guys,
can't
does it all have to be human blood?
Midwest Allies.
Yes.
It has to
and
come.
We
wait,
fuck
wait,
all
wait.
Of it to test
wait,
it.
Wait,
we
wait.
Fuck
wait.
Every ounce of blood
so
that
we
receive.
We need
so
a way.
And,
in.
I honestly
Hold on,
feel
we have
like,
the center.
But if I
we
can
have
be
center.
No.
Go ahead. What's your dissension?
Go ahead.
Jesus said to his disciples, you can eat anything you ever want, but if you ever fucking drink the blood of a clam, you will never be welcome in my Father's kingdom.
Do clams even have blood?
No, but that what no, that meant what he was talking about was menstrual blood.
Oh, damn. Oh, that clam
Wait,
blood.
Jesus called them clams?
Yes, he did.
What was Jesus from, like, Jersey? Like, yo.
He was.
Yeah, I was
Jesus was
fucking
from Jersey.
We're drinking clam blood.
Oh,
not,
no. Fuck.
We're not drinking it.
No, but it was a terminology because Jesus was from Jersey.
Like, did Jesus, like, walk
Jesus
in the room?
Jesus was from Northeast Jersey.
Did he walk in the room like, yo, I can smell like clam from across the room. What of it?
Don't
well, he
drink
definitely
it.
Said what of it.
Yeah. Don't drink it.
But anyways, we have a contest. Guys, you keep
Speaking
getting...
Speaking of religious loopholes, we're going to come back to that
religious
later.
Religious loopholes. Yeah. Thank you for reminding
thank
me.
You.
Okay.
Welcome.
The contest is we need people to come up with a name for our listeners.
Okay.
Right? Are they Apocalypse? That would be my vote. But I'm sure that people could come up with something better.
Oh,
anybody
yeah.
have any votes now?
Yeah. Nazi haters. Nazi haters.
No.
Okay, I lose.
You lose.
What else?
Anybody else?
Clotheslines for Christ.
Cowards. Swine.
I like the swine and the cowards better than the other ones. I'm sorry, I gotta apologize.
What have
you
got?
Maybe that's
what
a little sexist of me to be honest.
You gotta apologize.
Like, and then who's gonna be voting on the submissions and where do people send their
it's
submissions?
Based on blood.
Where do people
it's
send
based
their submissions?
On blood.
No,
like
but
it's
this is
simple.
Important. This is
it's
important.
Pretty simple.
No, this is really important. Is this like Pat Hillsman?
It's like basically who sends the most
Patrick,
blood.
Patrick, like how do we have our Apocalypse listeners vote on what we should refer to them as, you know, like royally?
Well, I feel like, look, we're not a democracy. That's already clear.
No,
it's basically
but...
like who sends the most and the heaviest blood. So if
and
we have like if
yeah,
we have like a particular like dude
yeah.
that just has a ton of blood and yeah. he votes
if you
like
call yourself ISIS,
yeah.
like we're
but
gonna have to call you
for the listeners,
you all
ISIS.
That will be unfortunate.
It is by weight.
You don't give
blood.
Us blood, you're ISIS.
But don't spit. We know
we have
it's spit.
Do we
don't
have,
mix
do
in
have
the, don't mix it with anything other.
Do we have a Facebook group?
Yeah, we do.
Well, we have to. We do have a Facebook group. Yeah, you've never seen it.
Oh.
Really? Are you not a fan of it?
I don't know about that.
Anyways, we have to talk about a new
story.
We're all
stars, so
Apocalypse. Just look it up.
Wait,
listeners doing this, seriously, maybe try this. We want to see if you can actually just put blood in a zipper and put
yeah.
blood in a Ziploc
yeah.
bag
careful.
And mail a USPS and
no,
it will arrive.
Like
and then weigh your blood.
Ziplocs, it'll cost you like
Couple,
50
yeah,
cents
three to
more.
Four. Yeah.
It pretty
yeah.
much would
Seal
be a very, very romantic Valentine's gift.
It
would
be so
in the
cute.
Right person.
Do
just
not
like
put
a,
do not put a return address or you may
work.
Be privy to a felony.
Yeah.
Preferably send it to us at work so that like our coworkers will see that we're getting these kinds of.
Well, there is an envelope for this.
STD free blood
envelope.
I'm pulling a little bit of a Rachel Maddow right now. By holding off on what
in
our contest
haircut?
Is,
no, I'm kidding.
But you guys will hear what our contest is before the end of the episode.
Wait,
but
so,
first,
and
we
and
have
I want
well,
Uber Rush a Ziploc bag full of blood.
Did somebody? Did we not? We didn't even.
That was
the contest.
Blood
was.
And a name.
Not yet, but
so
we're going to keep
win,
the suspense
though?
Because we're
we
just
know.
Like Rachel Maddow.
What do they win? Is that what you're holding us in suspense for?
No, they don't win anything. It's just a beating. But you should be honored.
We beat them. Okay.
Yeah. No, but like a nice beating. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Pat comes
like
over.
Like a sexual beating?
No.
Or like
beat
a physical
no.
beating?
Like
bruising
no,
like
a pool
the prize
noodle.
Is if you live in
like
the
a harmful
if you, you live in the tri-state.
No, like a swimming pool
Pat
noodle.
Comes over.
Oh,
and
God,
you get
the tri-state. It's the worst.
And you,
the
get to, you get to look at it.
Wait, but guys, in the honor of St. Patrick's Day, since it's St. Patrick's Day,
Saint
and we
Patrick's
have
Day.
A number of like folksy things to
we
do.
We have some Irish music.
Let's
but
get
first
the,
we
let's
have the
get
listener
the
mail. Listener mail. First.
I love how like, everything.
You're such
no,
a whore.
No.
This
no.
is a dictatorship.
Whore. You're a whore.
Okay. You are
this
a
is the whore nader.
We ratchet things up. It's like
a
roller coaster.
We have a quick musical interlude.
Want to address the haters of the
who's calling
podcast.
In?
Guys, whoa. We have a
who's,
caller.
Who's calling in? Ring.
We have a caller, guys.
Ring. Quick, pick it up.
Hello, it's Deirdre again from last week.
Oh, old lady Deirdre. Thank you so much
the
for calling.
Of the Apocalypse.
The haters. The haters. She wants to address
I
the haters.
I love not liking the Apocalypse so much. Why don't you marry it?
It's such a
wow.
thing. You're right.
She said,
You're right.
if you love not
thank
not
you,
liking
Deirdre.
The podcast so much,
thank
why don't you
so
marry
much,
it? Thank you, Deirdre.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Wow, Deirdre, that was a great question.
Yeah. Yeah,
truth
if you
to
don't,
power. Mm. Truth to power, girl.
Mm-hmm. Haters. I love talking mm-hmm. to the haters.
Yeah.
Haters.
If you're a hater of the Apocalypse,
you are right beneath my feet.
If you love not liking us so much, then why don't you marry not liking us? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It like, makes sense.
That's good. So that's a true. Wise woman. We can tell that she's old.
Yeah. Smart, the wisdom. Smart lady. Look, yeah. Thank you so much, Deirdre.
All you Nazis out there, Deirdre just fucking got you.
Yeah.
She just got.
You just got got.
What do you say to that?
Not marrying
like John
us,
Gotti got. Yeah. Like,
but much worse.
John
like
Gott.
Teamsters fucking got.
But
like,
if you know, if you're going to get married with us, like.
You better ask her.
Oops, we're going to get pregnant one day, and yeah, you're going to be paying the cell phone bills.
You're going to be having a pocket baby.
Yeah, you'll be paying our cell phone bills.
You're going to be family planning.
Be, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're using the fucking condoms from Israeli fucking intelligence.
Because like, this is kind of the thing. The listeners might not know this about the podcast. We don't use condoms.
No, of course not.
We're tested.
If you hate the Apocalypse enough to marry it, you better get it pregnant. You better fucking put up or shut up.
Yeah, come here.
City.
Yeah, the Apocalypse.
Like one of us
always,
will fuck you. Like I don't know. Like, you know what I mean, like one of us will be willing to.
Yeah,
I'll do
it
if no one else wants to. Like, just promise us that you'll keep listening.
Yeah,
you know.
But also, you have to ask her dad for permission first.
Yeah.
If you want to marry...
On Twitter.
No, not on Twitter.
Verbal
you have to reach
account.
Out to them on Twitter, but then you have to go to, like, a long marble, like, an outside marble, like, you get what I mean? Like there's
Line
3000...
Bro Street!
On a colonnade or some shit.
Yeah, but then you can come and have, like, the orgy at the
podcast. Like, if you hate the Apocalypse so much you want to marry it, you have to, like, prostrate before...
No, you want to marry hating the Apocalypse.
You want to marry hating the Apocalypse... You have to lie prostrate before hating the Apocalypse.
Wait, was that the whole?
And then ask.
Was that the whole listener mail?
Yep, that was it.
Oh.
Okay, guys.
Deirdre, the rest of them are spying on us. So.
Deirdre, I hope you're doing well.
We love you.
Yeah, we love you, Deirdre.
Call us
so
again.
Much.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you for calling us.
I hope you found that virgin blood.
Violet
and Midwest style.
Yeah.
You guys had a little expertise in a specific subject that you were going
to
bring up.
Oh, we were talking about religious loopholes to just segue on that clam blood comment.
Yep, because did you know that there's some... No,
we know,
let's
all about that.
Because they believe in Jesus.
Gross.
So do we all. We all do a little bit.
Philosophically, I believe.
Well, I mean, we don't have
except
to believe.
There's like a billion Indians who disagree.
There's a Jews for Jesus right near my.
He pissed off a lot of evil in his time, mm-hmm. so like I'm cool with like Jesus more.
The
or
thing
less.
Is, like don't we can't don't give ourselves too much credit because we don't have to believe in Jesus. We know he's real because he's come to the Apocalypse on a number of occasions.
Oh, but
he sits
the blood.
In the back. Yeah. Sits in the back. He's like super quiet, and there's a ton of blood,
and he's like, "God, Jesus, this is so embarrassing."
No, people have read Master and Margarita by Macaulay. Everyone's
Macaulay Cornflake?
Yeah. No,
guys, holy loopholes. Holy loopholes.
That's the transliteration.
So,
holy loopholes.
Depends, right? You come across these people all the time. They're
wait,
just,
the adult undergarments?
You a priest can fuck holes. Is the point.
Yeah,
a priest can fuck legally.
A priest
can
be able to fuck.
Ever.
A priest can be a lady.
What?
A priest can be married.
Oh yeah.
Hang on. But you know why? No, there's a loophole.
Priests can be gay.
Usually priests
or lesbian.
I hope
and
so.
Fucking, mm-hmm. And fucking.
But no.
The key is no, fucking, though, basically. The key
and abortion.
It's so funny, though.
Religion.
Is that true?
Yeah,
a priest can
religion's
bone.
Religion's cool.
A priest, and they say, like,
religion's
an incantation,
dope.
And then they're like, what of it? You're welcome.
The mean ones don't let you do anything. The mean ones,
wait,
they're like,
so you're
don't drink wine.
Wait, Violet, so you're telling me that I am more celibate than a priest, a Catholic priest right now?
Catholic, well,
so
depends.
So much boning.
Who is the Catholic priest fucking? We don't know. They can't fuck in, like, a typical sense, right?
Is it
they
secret?
Can,
is it secret?
Guys, this is why it's cool. No, this is
they
real.
Can human hunt, right?
No.
Isn't there an
the
island
can
that can hunt humans?
They're secret, except that if you know about Grindr, and then you're like, oh, yeah, Father Tom.
No,
Father
I mean,
Patrick,
with Jesus' consent.
I think Violet's onto something. When you join, when you take your vow, they're like, look, do you want to bang? Or do you want to hunt people?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so, like, these priests that don't
it's true.
Fuck.
Nicole Kidman's they think
they're,
right?
They're hunters.
You
human
burn,
hunters,
they hunt down and burn heretics.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
right.
I was Catholic. You, oh,
you either
fuck.
Hunt
God.
Children
the
or
island,
traitors.
You just opened a quick memory hole.
Went
oh,
uh-huh.
Jesus,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Quick memory hole.
Ah!
I swear to God, this is true. When I was a kid, my parents were, like, searching for a religion. For me, they're like, he probably needs a religion. You know what I mean? So like
your parents both
I
smoking. We're like oh, hey.
Patrick.
So they sent me to, I think it was a Catholic church for one. And it was like creepy and it was like.
Fan de Jesus. De Jesus.
I was like, oh God. And then a nun came out and was like.
De Jesus.
Well, the nun
come
said.
To find Jesus.
You God, boy. And so my parents brought me to a Protestant church. And anyway, speaking of my parents, they all... Yeah, the Methodists. The Methodists are cool. Protestant. But speaking of my parents,
a church for prostitutes.
My parents brought me to the St. Patrick's Day parade every year because my name is Patrick. Because I'm at least part Irish.
That checks out.
I'd be like, "Hey, Mom, what's with the parade?" And then they would say, "Patrick, my son, this excess is for you." Oh, that is so great. It's because my name is Patrick and I'm part Irish. I have little red hairs in my beard and I don't know anything about Ireland. Wow. But this is all for me. But then...
Alone in the moonlight.
But then my mom was like...
There comes a cost! Your father failed! You must pay!
Oh, how will I pay when I grow up for this lovely parade on St. Patrick's Day? What karmic consequence will there be?
Beautiful then.
Snoopy's head's going to be way too big.
Hey, Mom, what's the consequence going to be for the parade?
Our earth has fallen fallow! It comes to you to impregnate her!
Oh, how would I be able to do that? The earth is so large.
The earth is so large.
When you are a man, as your father never was, you will be shot into the earth and forgotten.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that's terrible. I guess I'm going to live every day like it's my last because I never know when I'm going to be fired into the earth to have to impregnate it. What a terrible way to come. My childhood was awful because of that. Because there was
and that concludes that terrible memory. Wait, now it's time for some Irish music.
Yeah.
Irish music of the Isles. Okay.
So,
here's the first one. Irish.
Oh, who are you, me pretty little maid? And who are you, me honey? Oh, who are you, me pretty little maid? And who are you, me honey? She answered me quite modestly, I am me mother's daughter, with me to Raya. Folded it to die, folded it to diarrhea. Come to me house in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining clearly. Oh, come to me house in the middle of the night, when the moon is shining clearly. I'll open the door and I'll let you in, and the devil will hear us with a me too. Folded it'll die, folded it'll die, yeah. So I went to her house in the middle of the night, while the moon was shining clearly. And I went to her house in the middle of the night, while the moon was shining clearly. Well, she opened the door and she let me in. Devil wounded, hear us with me to Raya. Folded it to the diary, folded it to Raya. She took me horse by the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable. She took my horse by the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable. There's plenty of oats for a soldier horse to eat him if he's able. Let me to Raya, folded it'll die, folded it'll die, yeah. She took me to the lily white hand, and she led me to the table. Oh, she took me to the lily white hand, and she led me to the table. Said there's plenty of wine for a soldier boy to drink it if he's able. With me to Raya, folded it'll diary, folded it'll diary. There we lay the break of day, and a devil did hear us. And there we lay till the break of day. Devil did hear us. And I arose and put on my clothes, saying, lassie, I must leave you with me to Raya. Fold a little diary, fold a little diary. And then she said, when will we return again? And when will you get married to me? When will you return again? And when will we get married? I broken shells make Christmas bells. That is when we will get married. Oh, with a me too, I folded it will die. Diary folded, it'll diary. Oh.
Woo!
Sarah
Steele and
Midwest
Out.
Ukulele bongo.
Midwest Out. That was lovely. That was like very the, really. That was
guys, can we get a fucking round of applause for Midwest Out? Right. Midwest Out, fuck the English.
Where did you come with such rhythm? That was just
I've been listening
great
to the Apocalypse a lot lately.
The latent drama.
Also, the other 50% of our listeners is me. I forgot to finish things.
No, I was saying, I was actually, I've been listening to it lately. Sometimes. I do.
It's because it's so good. How could you not listen? You'd have to be a fucking idiot. I'm so jealous of any poor schmuck that comes across the Apocalypse. He's like, my God, my brain is just so fucking enlightened.
Any absolute swine.
Incredible. Anyways. What were we talking about?
Are you doing yoga poses? Like, Matt, sorry, I just said Matt.
Yeah, let's do a song. Let's do a little Irish song.
No. So we figured out that the American what? That the order of the Irish song.
Okay, do it then. Do it now because we only have 3 minutes. So hurry.
Wait, we have 3 minutes.
Maybe I should sing "Gallows Tree" or whatever that you know that song.
We'll just play him.
No, we can't do that because it's copyrighted.
Then we should do Black and Tan. Let's do Black and Tan. And I sent all of you bastards the fucking true lyrics.
Just do it now. I'm gonna have to cut it.
That I love so well.
Very
and
nice.
The mountains so grand, my own native land, I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away. O'er the raging foam, for sailors home on the shores of America. That's what you get.
American.
So let's do American. Yeah.
That also gave me chills.
Okay, so Black I was born on a Dublin street.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, New York. Yeah, I think I've done this before, actually.
Neighbors outside with the school.
You guys gonna sing some super racist Irish song? Hold on.
I was born in Dublin Street where the royal drums did beat. And these loving English feet, they jumped all over us. And each and every night when me father came home tight, he'd invite the neighbors outside with his chorus.
Everybody.
Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Tell your wife how you won medals down in Flanders. Tell how the IRA made you run like hell away. With the green and lovely lanes of Killashandra. Come sit and listen, tell how you shunned the great Parnell. How you taught them well and truly persecuted. Where are the swears and jeers that you loudly let us hear
when our heroes of 16 were executed? Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man.